You might have noticed there's a lot of talk these days about hate crime. What is hate crime, and where does it stem from? Where does the hatred in men's hearts come from that results in hate crime? Well, I guess the ultimate would be, of course, hating God. That's, you know what the Bible says, that's the natural state of men and women as they're born into this world. Hating God and hating one another. That's how the Bible describes you without Jesus Christ. But of course, that's that turns the law of God on its head. Because the law of God is summed up by Jesus Christ in this way: loving God and loving your neighbor. So you see, when you hate God and hate one another, well, you're guilty of the ultimate hate crime. Guilty of hating God. And of course, if you hate God, well then, you will quite naturally hate your neighbor. Maybe, perhaps, I don't know, you've been around for longer than 5 minutes. Maybe you've seen this yourself, you know, in the world today. You know, you talk about science and you talk about technology and you talk about being enlightened, educated, and having no need of the gospel. But in spite of all the advances that you seem to have made in the world of humanity, you still seem to go about killing and slaughtering one another by means of abortion, by means of euthanasia, or by all means, violence, drugs, you know, killing one another. Why? Because you hate God and hate your neighbor. You see, contrary to the law of God, which demands that you love God and love your neighbor. But if you do one, you'll do the other. God says in His Word in the Bible, He says that that those who hate Him love death. That's writ large, is it not, all over your world today? The hatred for God, you see, is expressed in your hatred for your fellow human being. So, what changes a person from this ultimate hate crime of hating God and hating their neighbor? Well, it's coming to a knowledge, and I don't mean just a head knowledge, just being told about it, coming to an experiential knowledge of the love of God. That's the only thing that will drive the hatred out of man's heart. That's why Jesus says, you see, that a man must be born again. Because naturally, you hate God and you hate your neighbor. That's why you still go about killing one another.
Oi, I love my neighbor.
No, you don't.
This is what we believed before we knew stuff. Watch BBC 4, mate.
What for? You know what for? What's on BBC 4? What's on tonight, sir?
Education, mate.
What?
God just believed.
You got education in Cambridge, not doing you much good. Still murdering people in Cambridge. You're still doing abortion. You're still doing euthanasia. You're still killing. You're still gossiping. You're still hating God and hating one another. Your education's not doing you much good, sir. You've got professors here in Cambridge, top professors that educate you, and they're teaching you nonsense, teaching you that you came from monkeys and apes and behaving like monkeys and apes. Hate crime is hating God and hating one another. That's the natural state. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. That's the natural state hating one another. Unless, by the grace of God, the heart has changed, you see. And that hatred, that's one of the first things that God does, you see. When a man, when a woman has been born again, the hatred is taken out of the heart, you see. It's extinguished, if you like, by the love of God. The experiential love of God, melting the heart, taking the heart of stone out, the impenitent heart, and giving them a heart of flesh, a heart that loves God and loves the neighbor. So that's the ultimate hate crime, you see. But another hate crime, some people talk about hate crime, you know, and it really is nonsense, you know, because their sexuality is offended, or their gender's affected, you know, or their emotions are affected. Oh, it's a hate crime, they say, and it's not at all. A hate crime, I'll tell you, is this: letting sinners go to hell, sir, without warning them. Yeah? Keeping the good news to yourself, that would be a hate crime. And I think you've got churches. I think you've got churches. I think you've got Christians in Cambridge City who are guilty of this hate crime. They don't tell you about God's salvation. They don't tell you what kind of a sinner you are. They don't tell you that you're a hell-bound sinner. They don't tell you that if you breathe your last without your heart being changed, your nature being changed, and your sins forgiven, that you will drop into hell. They don't tell you these things anymore in their churches. So they're guilty of a hate crime. Well, I don't want to be guilty of a hate crime. I love God and I love my neighbor. I love you. You're my neighbor. You're my neighbor. I love you. So I warn you about these things. You see, love warns. Love warns. You show me a parent. You show me a grandparent who doesn't warn his or her children or grandchildren about imminent danger, and I'll show you a grandparent and parent who hates their children. Good parents warn their children. They warn their children about danger, about getting too close to the fire or too close to the water. Why? Because they love their children. But people who don't warn, people who don't warn you of an imminent danger, don't love you. They hate you.
Some people need to get close to the fire, though, because some people like fire.
But it's dangerous, sir. It'll burn you. It'll burn you.
Yeah.
It'll burn you.
But bombs are fun.
What?
Bombs are fun.
Oh, are they? Well, I spent 15 years in military service, sir, and I never saw an explosion that did anybody any good.
I went to Iraq.
Did you? Right, okay. Well, I've been to the Middle East too, I've been to Oman, I've seen explosions, and I've never seen one that made a universe or did any good whatsoever. Explosions are destructive, sir. Destructive. Yeah. So like I say, friends, you know, it's love warns, you see. If you know about danger, then you lift your voice and you speak out and you warn your neighbor about the imminent danger. And here's the danger, friends. Hell. Jesus says, it is better for you to cut off your hand, you know, one of your hands, if it causes you to offend God, rather than go to hell with two hands. Better to go to heaven with just one. Or if your eye causes you to offend, pluck it out, because it's better for you to go to heaven with one eye than go to hell with two eyes. Hell is a reality. Jesus, the loving Savior, speaks more about hell, and very graphically too, than he does about heaven, than he does about the love of God. Why? Why does he so warn us? Because he loves us. Love warns, you see. It's a hate crime to know about hell and not warn people about it. So we've come. We've come here to Cambridge today to warn you. As the Bible says, to flee the wrath to come. We warn you because you are already under the wrath of God. The Bible says the wrath of God is revealed, being revealed now against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. It's already being revealed amongst you. But then there's the wrath to come. There's the day of God's wrath. The day when God's wrath will be visited upon you fully and finally. The Bible, you see, tells us about the danger. For God so loved the world, what? That He warns us of the danger. He doesn't keep silent about it. It's a hate crime to know about hell, to know about the end of human beings who die, who go out of this world without believing in Jesus Christ, repenting of their sin. That's a hate crime. But friends, that hatred that's in the hearts of all men, it's a natural state, you see. Hating God, hating your neighbor. You see, the very contrary, the very opposite of the law of God. That's what it means to be ungodly. To be contrary to God in your nature and contrary to God in your practice. Contrary to God, to the law of God, hating God and hating your neighbor. Contrary to God in your practice, hating God, hating your neighbor, and even expressing it in your words and in your actions, and even in your thoughts. So you see, the answer to that ungodly state and condition is what? Is this, my friends? Christ died for the ungodly. One simple phrase from the Bible, from the Holy Scriptures. Christ, a person, not a religion, not the Watchtower Society, not Islam, not Roman Catholicism, not Buddhism, not Confucianism. A person. It's a person that you need. Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Son. God manifest in the flesh. The Son of God, born of the Virgin, walked the face of this earth, lived a perfect, spotless, blameless life that qualified Him for the death of the cross on behalf of others. Jesus is a person. It's a Savior. Not a religion. Not a philosophy of man. It's a person that you need. The person of the Son of God, whom it was predicted many hundreds, thousands of years before by God would come into the world, live and die, rise again from the dead, in order that men and women might be justified before God and have eternal life. And it would be a hate crime not to tell people about the person of Jesus Christ, who died for the ungodly, to cure men and women of their hate crimes, of their hatred for God and their hatred for one another. Jesus is the only one, only person who can take the hatred out of your heart. Hatred expressed in so many ways against your fellow man and against God too. It's a hate crime, friends. It's a hate crime. And it's your natural state and condition, your ungodly state, to hate God and hate your neighbor. Christ died for the ungodly. It's a person that you need. And what did He do? He died. He died on the Roman cross some 2,000 years ago. Oh, you see, there were thousands of men who died thousand years ago. Yes, but only one who is the Son of God. Only one. Only one who is appointed of God to die on behalf of others. Only one who was the Son of Man. Only one who was born of a virgin. Only one who was God manifest in the flesh. He died, friends. He died undeservedly on a Roman cross, taken by the hands, hateful hands of men and women. Why? Because they hated God, and they hated one another, and they hated Jesus. They hated the only good man that ever walked the face of this earth. And what did they do to him? They took him with their wicked, cruel hands and nailed him to a cross until he was dead and buried. Christ died for the ungodly. He died to deliver men and women from their hate crimes. He died to save them from their hatred of God and their hatred for their neighbor. He died to save them from their ungodly state, contrary to God in their natures and contrary to God in their practice, hating God and hating one another. That's the ultimate hate crime. But who did he die for, you say? Well, not everybody, but he died for the ungodly. He died for those who are contrary to God. He died for those who are contrary to God in their natures and in their practices. That's who he died for. To save them from the ultimate tragedy of the human race. Dropping down, falling into the flames of hell, where the fire is never quenched, where the worm never dies. The one that never dies is the conscience that will torment you for all eternity unless it's pacified by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. How you doing, girls? Are you believing? You got faith?
No.
Huh? Still godless? Still godless? Still faithless? Still lost? Still ready for hell, girls? You need to repent, believe the gospel. That's a hate crime, girls. That's a hate crime. You're guilty of a hate crime. Not loving God and loving your neighbor. Friends, Jesus warns us because he loves us. And I warn you, I tell you, friends, religion, your religious practice won't save you. Your charitable deeds won't get you any brownie points with God, none whatsoever. You cannot work your way back to God. You cannot gain the favor of God in any other way but by repenting of your hate crime. Repenting, turning to God, and receiving his Son from heaven. Oh, he came to his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as did receive him, to those who believed on his name, he gave to them the right, the authority to become children of God, to become that which they were not. They were children of wrath by natural birth. They were conceived in sin. They were born in sin, just the same as everybody else. But by the authority and the power of Jesus, the love of God and Jesus Christ, they were received as children of God through faith in the name of the Son of God. And cured, once and for all, cured of their hate crime, their ultimate hate crime. Hating God and hating their neighbor. But friends, to know these things and not to tell and not to warn people, men and women, to allow them generations generation after generation to be lost, to go to a lost eternity, to fall into the damnation of hell and be faced with eternal, everlasting punishment, and to say nothing, nothing. That would be an awful, terrible hate crime. So we come to tell you, to warn you, to flee from the wrath to come in love that you might be rescued, in love that you might repent, in love that you might believe. He who believes on the Son of God has everlasting life. He that does not believe does not have life, and the wrath of God remains upon them. How do you do, young man?
Good.
You got faith?
Yeah.
You got faith? Faith in what?
Yes.
In what?
In Jesus.
Have you?
What is this for?
You've been born again?
Huh?
You've been born again?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that I've found my religion.
Okay, what's your religion?
It's Christianity.
Okay, and you, sir? Are you a believer? No?
I was baptized in a church. I don't believe in it.
No, okay. Yeah, but baptism doesn't save nobody. Like, you have to believe.
I have a question.
You have to believe.
If you believe in God, but you're not like super religious. Like, okay. You don't do all the traditions, everything.
No, you do.
You just do what the Bible says. Okay, yeah.
Bible's God's word.
But the old Bible, it says stuff that it's a bit old compared to the society we have today.
Oh, we got modern versions.
So if you believe in like modern types.
Well, you just believe the Bible is the word of God. You know, and whether it's an old one or whether it's a new one, doesn't matter. It's the word of God. I mean, the person who has been saved by Jesus is a person who's the hatred. Here's the hate crime, the ultimate hate crime is, and this is our natural state in which we're born, hating God and hating one another. Okay, that's our natural state. And that's why Jesus says, you got to be born again. Because when you're born again, God supernaturally takes the hatred out of men's hearts and puts his love into their hearts. So you love God, you do the opposite. You love God and you love your neighbor. And how do you do that? By obeying the word of God, doing what God says.
So you're saying we're born with hate and not love?
Yeah.
So we're not born loving creatures?
No.
We're not.
Okay. We're conceived in sin and we're born in sin. Okay. And that's why we need to be born again.
So if you don't believe in God, you can't be a loving person?
No, you can't know true love.
Okay.
Okay. So some people are worse than others. I get that, but you don't truly love a person. You see, when a man is born again, what God does is he puts his life into their souls and he puts his love into their hearts.
Yeah.
Knowing God's love is the supreme. Okay. That changes. That just revolutionizes.
Yeah.
Radicalizes a person's heart.
Yeah.
And you can't help but obey God. Do what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not about being extreme, it's just about simply obeying, doing what God says.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay,
have a good day, guys. So the ultimate hate crime, friends, hating God and hating your neighbour. And in the way of repentance and in the way of faith is the cure, is the answer for the ultimate hate crime. When a man, when a woman you see is born again, God puts his life into the soul of that person, puts his love into the heart of that person, and they no longer go about doing the hate crime, hating God and hating their neighbor. They go about loving God and loving their neighbor, and even doing what I'm doing here this afternoon for you. Telling you about the danger that you're faced with without Jesus Christ, without the Son of God, without repentance, without faith towards his name, You are under the wrath of God. You are guilty of the ultimate hate crime. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish in that hatred, but have everlasting life, everlasting light, everlasting love. A love that will never, never let you go. Oh, such love I tell you, do you know? Such love I ask you. The love that cures mankind of the ultimate hate crime, loving, hating God and hating one another, and bringing them to love God and love their neighbor as themselves. Call upon you today, Cambridge. Once again, go to Christ and He will give you light. Repent, as He says, and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel, Cambridge. Repent and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God's love is at hand. The kingdom of His grace, of His power. The rule of God is a rule of love, and a kingdom, a rule, a power able to cure and remove and take the hatred out of man's heart for God and for his neighbor. You must, Jesus says, you must be born again. You must repent. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved from your hate crime. Believe today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.